Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. Hope y'all are doing well this morning and ready for this phenomenal day that you're going to have on today. I know it's going to be a great day because every day that God gives us on this side of the dirt is a great day. So already declare that this morning that this is going to be an awesome day filled with fruitfulness and productivity. I thank God for all of you waking up this morning, making time for prayer, and sharing with us in these few moments we have to come and touch and agree. You know, the scripture says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I thank God that we can unite under the umbrella and the necessity of prayer in each and every one of our lives. And so I bless God for each and every one of you this morning who have joined together and spend this time with us. If you're joining us for the first time this morning, we welcome you to our first 15 prayer call. We call it first 15 because we give these first few moments of our morning to the Lord because we understand the principle that when first things are first, second things increase. So we're so glad that you had the opportunity to come and to join us and connect with us on this prayer line today. And we want to invite you back to be with us in times to come. So we certainly appreciate you this morning. Listen, this morning I want to just share a few things with you and pray with you in a particular vein that the Lord had me. I've been up early this morning waiting on this opportunity for us to pray, and I know that several people are off of work today. We have some threat of inclement weather, but of course, we're going to be praying today that everything is going to be well, life and property is going to be protected, and all of that. We're not going to be gripped by the spirit of fear. This morning, however, I want to read something to you that I was just meditating on, and I believe that it will bless your life in a very, very tremendous way. It's in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 12. I'm still a little old school. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the scriptures and its effect upon our lives when we apply it. And in Philippians 3 and 12, in the New Living Translation of the Bible, it says, Paul is talking, he says this. He says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection. But this is my part right here. He says, but I keep working toward that day when I will finally be all that Christ Jesus saved me for and wants me to be. He says, I keep working toward that day. I keep working. That's my challenge, and that's why I want to pray for all of us. Just keep working. That's the word for us on this morning. Just keep working. Things turn around if we can just focus in and keep working. Stay on target. Don't get distracted. It is interesting because one of the incredible abilities that Jesus, our great example, had in his life is that his ability to stay on target. I mean, without an administrative assistant, without any type of technology or computers or without any of this, Jesus did what many of us failed to do, and that is he stayed on task. He didn't get distracted. He kept his life on course. Never do we read where Jesus' life got off course. He was such a focused individual. He knew what his purpose was, and he kept working towards that end because he saw what it is that God wanted to do. And it's interesting because when you have a lot of ability, when you have so much potential and so much capability, as many of you on this line does, it's very, very easy for us to get sidetracked, that when something goes wrong, we can just go to plan B or go to plan C. But God has created you for a specific purpose. And many of us, once we discover what that purpose is, once we discover what that particular assignment is, we have to just keep working the assignment until what we saw begins to manifest. That's the word of the Lord. Paul says, listen, I'm not there yet. I haven't arrived at this place of perfection just yet. He says, but what I have resolved to do is I'm just going to keep working at it. I may fall, I may stumble, I may fail even at some times, but I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep working at it. Unfortunately, we can tend to live a life that's very, very scattered. We can become suckers for the latest crave. We can become suckers for a quick fix. We want to just flow with whatever's in vogue at the time. But that's not the life that God called us to live. He's called us to live a focused life. He calls us to live a life that stays on target, not a life that's so erratic, so hesitant, where we're living with almost like we got hiccups, that every so often we got to hiccup and change and go into a different direction. And this morning, I want to pray that you would not be easily distracted, that you will understand this principle that the Lord dropped in my spirit the other day, that work works. Did you hear that? Work works. It does. Work works. See, we need to understand how to work our assignment. We need to understand how to work our marriage. Yes, work works. You got to work that marriage. You need to learn how to work your prayer life. You need to learn how to work the word on the inside of you. Why? Because work works. And when we understand the principle of work, we can understand how to remain in something to see the fruit of what we are laboring for. The biggest distraction is that the devil wants us to come to understand that this thing is not working for us because we don't see anything, or we're not there yet, or we're still making mistakes. We still have challenges. We still have things in front of us. But no, that's not the case. Sometimes God works underground before he works above ground. Sometimes there's a work that's going on the inside where you can't see before there is something that's going on the outside where you can see. And so it's so very important for us to learn this principle to just keep working. In life, there's going to be some setbacks. There's going to be some failures, but we cannot lose our focus. We have to continue to work what God has called us to do. And I want to pray even on today that nobody would get destination disease. Destination disease is where you get so focused on where you're going that you do not extract the lessons of the journey. See, God has us on a journey. He's taken us somewhere. And the journey is just as important as the destination. We pick up things. We learn things. We grow. We become stronger, more wise, more mature as we're on the journey. I don't want you to get destination disease where you have to delay all gratification until you get to the destination. No, Paul says, I haven't arrived yet, but I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to rejoice where I am on the way to where I'm going. And that's the attitude that we must have this morning, to just keep working, because work works. Let's pray this morning. I feel led of the Lord this morning to inspire you not to quit, not to lay down the tools, but to keep getting better so that God can use us in greater capacities. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you this morning. I thank you for every partner that's on the line today that has prioritized prayer on this Tuesday morning. I thank you right now that these 15 minutes that they have consecrated to join corporately and even extra time individually in prayer are going to be very productive for their day, very productive for what you've called them to do. I thank you for challenging us this morning, God, to keep working. I thank you that the race is not given to the swift, nor the valley to the strong, but to the one that can endure. And I speak a spirit of endurance over every person that's on this call this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you've created us with a particular assignment, with a particular purpose, and with a particular call. And I thank you today that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. I bless you today for giving somebody their second wind, somebody that wanted to quit, somebody that wanted to throw in the towel, somebody thought that what they were doing was so insignificant. But I thank you this morning, Lord, that you are giving them their second wind, and they're going to press on and see the goodness of the Lord manifest in their life. I thank you that today, God, we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to have endurance. We're going to continue to bear up even under pressure, because we know and understand that your word cannot return void. So I speak strength now to all feeble knees on the line this morning, Lord God. I speak now peace to all chaotic, confused minds. And I thank you right now for focusing us, God. I thank you right now for helping us participate in our own turnaround, in our own comeback, and in the manifestation of your will in our lives. I thank you for Philippians 3 and 12 that lets us know if we can just keep working, we're going to see everything that Christ created us to be and created us to do. We thank you and we bless you even for that, even on this morning. Father, we thank you for this vehicle of prayer this morning, not just for selfish purposes, but we understand, God, that we are called to be gap standers, that we are to stand in the gap for others. And so this morning, represented on the call are not just our needs, but the needs of those whom we are carrying to you, Lord God. And I pray right now that every intercessor, every person that's standing in the gap, every person that's carrying the burden of a child, that's carrying the burden of a coworker or a parent or a friend, we lift those burdens up to you this morning. We declare today that you are our burden bearer, that you are our answer, that you, Lord God, are our strength. And we release those burdens today and declare right now that our God is a God of answered prayers. We thank you right now for sending the wisdom, sending the strategy, sending the breakthrough that's not just going to bless our lives, but even for those we're carrying right now. Thank you right now for those who are unsaved, that they're going to get saved, Lord God. For those who are carrying burdens this morning, for unsaved loved ones, we're declaring today that this is a season of victory where they're going to see their loved ones saved. They're going to see people delivered. They're going to see backsliders reclaimed even in their lives, Lord God. Father, we stand in the gap for our cities. Every city that's represented on this call this morning, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we speak your covering over every city. We speak your covering over every municipality, Lord God. We pray for the leadership of our cities, Lord God. We thank you right now for godly leadership, for spirit-led leadership. We thank you right now for leadership that has a compassion for people, Lord God, and not just for personal gain. We thank you and we bless you right now, Lord God, for sending a fresh anointing for city leaders now, those who would create policies, those who would create laws, and those who would even create pathways for individuals to achieve their greatest potential. We thank you right now for those individuals even on today. Father, we come up lifting the burden of the weary on this morning, Lord God, the weary that's on this call and the weary who are represented on this call. We're declaring right now that our weary days are over. You said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. We lift up bow down heads this morning, and we declare that all of our help and all of our strength comes from the Lord. Today, we declare that today is a day of victory. We're going to work your word. We're going to speak those things which are not as though they are, Lord God. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We work your word today. We thank you, Lord, that our cup is running over and our cup is not empty. We work your word on this morning. We thank you this morning, Lord God, that we are the lenders and not the borrowers. We work your word. We thank you that there is no lack in no place in our lives. We work your word because work works for us, Lord God. So we bless you and we honor you today, that today your Holy Spirit shall be upon our lives. Even as we are sitting with the impending inclement weather, Lord God, we're declaring a covering now over all life, over all property now. We thank you that there shall be no destruction. There shall be no death. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have angels of shelter that shall be around us as we would drive our cars, as many of us would have to go to work, and we're not going to fear, we're not going to be afraid, but we're going to be confident in our God who looks out for us. So we love you today, God. We bless you, and we honor you today for this time that we have to come and to share and spend with you. We thank you that good things are headed our way and that we're going to experience your very best in this year of cooperation. We love you and we bless you today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's go out and be phenomenal today. Let's go out and have a fruitful, productive day today and work. You know why? Because work works. I don't know what it is that God is telling you to work today, but I'm telling you, if you would work it, if you would just remain diligent in it, you're going to finally see, like Paul says, everything that God made you to be. and everything that he made you and created you to do. God bless you this morning. Thank you so much. Listen, if you are in the Hammond area or anywhere in the vicinity, of course, we are certainly excited about this new series I'm in entitled The Victorious Life, teaching you how to win over the battle of the flesh. You need to be live and in person for this particular teaching tomorrow at noon or 7 p.m. Tonight, of course, we will be in Laplace, Louisiana. Our Beacon Light Church of Laplace will have Bible study at 7 p.m. If any of you are in the river parishes, we want you to meet us certainly there in Laplace. You can go to our website and find all of the information, beaconlightofhammond.org, beaconlight.org, beaconlightofhoma.org. Any of our locations should have information on where you can meet us there in Laplace, Louisiana. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. Thank you so much. I look forward to sharing with you guys even on next week. Let's go out and be phenomenal today as we work the word in our lives. God bless you.